Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Dada. Happy birthday to you.
That's so nice.
Yay!
Mason was clapping.
You excited? He's
gonna cry. I got two claps out of him. It was very, very nice. Very sweet.
Anthony, I have to tell you, well, two things. First, seeing that I haven't seen your daughter in a little bit in pictures. Her hair's so long now.
I know, it's crazy.
But I am on the other end.
I've got like a little girl now.
I'm on the other end of the spectrum from daughters right now, right? Two graduated. One more's be a junior next year. And although I'm not envious of a lot of the stories you tell me, I go, ha, I've told you for years it's coming. Pretty envious right there. Pretty envious of that video and seeing the joy that you get to be around.
Yeah, people would ask me the first year, how's it going? And I was... Yeah, there are two types of people. They're the people that lie to you and the people that tell you the truth.
Right.
And I was maybe a little too truthful and about still in that selfish mode. I'm being inconvenienced by these kids and it hits you. And then that's not even talking about like what my wife is going through. Because, you know, when you have surgery to bring out these kids and you know, you're on the comeback trail and they've got so much more to deal with. They're the ones waking up more overnight. And so I've got the easy part of it, and yet I'm bitching every day. And I kept saying, I just want a little girl now. I want her to grow up because I selfishly say I'm not getting anything out of this.
You
want
to play princesses?
Well, now we're at that mode for both of them. Both of them are actually doing things and talking, and it is what I wanted. I finally got to this point where it is, and then to get a message like that, it is pretty moving. For someone like me who's not moved by much, that was pretty cool.
Now, will you be like a real dad and have her out on the court today working on her Euro step?
I'm getting annoyed because I'm seeing other kids in the neighborhood that seem to care about this stuff, and she does not seem to care, and I'm actually getting agitated.
Listen, man, you can either catch up with it or you're going to be behind.
It's your loss with
travel basketball. I'm just letting you know right now.
I feel like every day we are falling further behind.
Have you not done your 3U tryout yet?
Yeah.
Like, listen. Sad thing is, they've got all this available.
If I lived in your neighborhood, Anthony, I don't doubt that you love your daughter. I just think I would love my daughter more. That's all.
That is all. You know what it is? Jimmy Hanlon. I saw Jimmy Hanlon video of his.
I did too. Yeah,
kid
Jake
golfing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why does my daughter doesn't care about the stuff I care about? Like his kid's whacking the ball. I'm not getting any of this. I can barely get the little tyke's hoop. I get one dunk and that's it. I'll set. And then Mason. Mason's got the littler hoop that is fastened to the window in the utility room. And he starts crying and I go get the little basketball. I give it to him and he'll put one in. I'll go, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's amazing. It doesn't care. Doesn't want to do it again.
Not getting back on defense at all.
I'm like, really? Really? You don't care about this at all? Because there are other kids next door that care about this.
Alex Caruso and TJ McConnell, the stories are big that they used to do that when they were 1 year old.
Yeah.
They got back on defense. They slapped the floor, the whole thing.
I'm already falling behind. You're right, Kenny. This is it's a reflection of me, too. That's what those kids don't understand, is I am the one to be humiliated. Now, I'm getting Bobby. I'm feeling like Bobby Knight right now about the Purdue game.
They'll be fine. They will be fine. Your wife is a athlete.
I am not going to be embarrassed
they
like
this. They will be fine. No, he didn't say, if we don't go up there and play Monday night, you ain't going to believe the next four bleeping days. You will get to that level where, like on, what was it, Wednesday night? Oh, we were swimming before the game. All right. Yeah. You go ahead and you boot one. We'll see what happens later.
Now, the best is the excuse of why they went swimming. Because what did he do before swimming?
Oh, he had basketball camp. And I text Liz. He's playing. Find a left-handed second baseman. Come on out the streets, bro. You'll see one. The thing is, I go, I'll be home later on. Because I went and I recorded over at 8. And then I was coming home. Because we had a baseball game that day. And I told her what time around I'd be home. She goes, what time do you want him out of the pool? Because our neighbors have a pool. And I go, he's doing what? And she writes, he's swimming. And I'm like, no, there's no swimming. And she writes, ha, 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 why? And I didn't feel like starting an argument on the phone at that time. So I just decided to let it go. And he went out there and he looked like he needed a pillow and a blanket at second base there on a Wednesday night. And I texted Liz. I go, there will be no more swimming on game days.
There go the pool privileges.
And then she writes, well, he had basketball camp earlier. That might be why he's tired. And I wrote, there will really be no swimming after basketball camp before baseball games. It's hard enough for him to play the baseball. Oh, we don't need to make it any harder on
him. I thought you meant there goes the basketball camp too.
No.
Well, you're like, well, I'm paying for that.
He can have all the fun he wants, but you're going to at least do it. It's just a long thing that you will someday deal with. It's a long thing.
It's either that or build a recovery room out there at the house.
He is not going to be Jason Kipnis. I will leave it at that.
I'll tell you.
And he struggles with certain things, and he needs all the time and hope he can get not swimming before a game. Yes.
I gave the same opportunity to my son yesterday. I said, I came home. The boys had the yard almost fully mowed when I got out of the car. And Toby, I go, hey, if you guys want to go up to the pool, we got the passes, right? You guys can go up there. They went the day before. He goes, I got a game today.
Yeah, see, that's responsibility.
He gets it.
And then he hit another one over the fence last night.
I want to say I got an ass whooping one day over swimming before a baseball game. I want to say.
We definitely would have caught one.
Yeah,
there.
That was an. I my dad's listening. He'll text me. I bet that I want to say it was before an Ohio Grady game.
Well, he was the manager, right?
Yeah, my dad was the manager, and I think we were playing. No, because that's what. Now we're unlocking core memories. We had a game against Ohio Grady. My dad will be mad that I even tell the story. I never hit Kenny. No, okay, whatever. Anyway, he's a good dad. Father's Day coming up on Sunday, everybody. Anyway. I swam at a kid, Eric Perry's house. This is the story I've told you before. But I didn't realize why it happened this way. I swam.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At the pool at Eric's house, we did not tell his dad because his dad will whoop this all too. Then we had a game against Ohio Gradings. We're at Watson Elementary School in Perry Township. Still open, if I'm not mistaken. And I was playing first base, and my dad was doing the infield. He's hitting baseballs, and I basically was lazy and let one go by me, and he started hitting rockets at me. Lasers. And we did the thing like where it's like
only coaches can.
We did the thing, and they're like, it was like, hey, I'm hitting it over to Justin Lennox over at third base. Justin, you throw it over to Ken, you go into the dugout. Like, that's how it went. And so it got to me, and I booted the one, and he stood out there. Like, the ump is waiting on my dad, and you want to talk about tears? I have tears. I'm crying, and I'm trying to do it, and he is hitting me laser after laser after laser. I will never forget. He was wearing a blue flannel shirt. He had them jeans. My dad still has the chain that goes to the wallet. That's a timeless look for my father. And this is different. If this happens in 2025, someone's calling Streetsboro police if I do this to my own son. Nobody batted an eye.
Were these
it was my fault.
Swallowing you up?
It was my, yes.
I could see this.
Tone. They had. I mean, they were at 100 miles an hour. And I started backing up. He goes, don't back up. You play at the spot you play it. You could hear the sizzle as they were coming down.
I'm surprised he didn't tell you to come up.
One after another. And finally, I stopped it. And he goes, get in the dugout. And that was it. He was, God, was he mad. Because he found out that I swam before. And it was on. Do that now. Got CPS at your door. We found out you hit lasers at your son. Yeah, and this used to be a proper country. By the way, happy birthday to
you. Thank you.
I'm sorry we worked out my childhood trauma instead of yours on
your
birthday.
That's what this show's for.
June 27th will be here soon enough. We'll talk about dear old dad with you. Coming in hot at 9:45. You guys are going to have to step up your game because last week was an abomination. So if you guys do what I did and swim before a baseball game and you guys turn in that type of performance like you did last week, just you wait, buddy. You've accused me of flip-floppery here. I want to bring it up with Daryl as well at 8:22. But I confused you with my feelings. Or we played the Herm Edwards audio where I can't believe a former NFL coach would be this Edwards 03, just so we can give a frame of reference. That's my fault. I just can't believe a former NFL coach would say something this irresponsible.
At the end of the day, I think you got to start the rookie. I just do. You drafted two of them, but you drafted four. I mean, you drafted two rookie quarterbacks. You can't say, well, hey, man, I'm going to put you on the shelf. What are you putting them on? Unless you're going to trade one of them. To me, it's like, okay, we drafted two of them. Then somebody got to play. You were 3-14. So you got to make a decision. If you start a rookie quarterback, the fans are going to say, we're okay with that. We can live with that. Midway through the season, is he a better player? Is the team better because he's the quarterback? That's going to be the critical part. You drafted two rookie quarterbacks. Not one, you drafted two of them.
And I said, that's incredibly crazy. It's just irresponsible. And my answer to it was, would you say the same thing if your name was still on a door in an NFL office? You wouldn't.
How many coaches are running their third or fifth round pick at quarterback out there under center?
I give credit to Herm Edwards because he can go from a football coach, and he was a successful NFL football coach. Let's not call it what it is, all right? And he was probably forced to do some things at Arizona State to try to win that he probably didn't want to do, but that's a different conversation. I do have a lot of respect for Herm Edwards when I say this. That's why I'm so surprised he would say such a thing like that. He can split the difference between being a media member and a football coach, but you can't just say you're going to play the rookie. You can't do that. As a former NFL coach, you know what's going on. See, you're nodding your head. But then you brought up like, well, you can't just be so rigid. You can't do that. But I'm just trying to meet everybody halfway, or as halfway as I'm willing to meet people on this with while trying to be responsible to the football team and to the rookies. Just because they're rookies and we're in a bad spot, like I can also try to convince, can I, Tone, that for Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, like, son, you're not ready yet. We need to give you time to help us, and we need to give you time to help yourself. So I know you look good now. But I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to go this way against the Bengals, against the Steelers, and
sure,
God knows what.
Sure. Would you admit, though, that so far, and I know this is tough, they're wearing T-shirts and no pads and no pass rush, no defense to speak of, really. But of the reporting that we have heard so far, does it sound to you like Shedeur is dazzling? Does it sound to you like he has been a locker room leader already, as much as you can be, right?
As much as you can be as a rookie.
So let's play that out. If it actually looks like that, come training camp. And my God, when you go, are they going up against Philadelphia again?
Yes.
For the joint practice? Panthers, yes. Okay. I mean, if he's looking that good and he has the command of the room and the respect of his teammates and the veterans and Miles Garrett, unsolicited, because Miles will tell you, right? Kevin, Miles will just go out of his way to tell you if this dude is that good. And then he'll say, oh, yeah, that's why I stayed. That's why I stayed. I knew we were going to get a guy like this.
Kevin did say
that. Does that change your mind?
Kevin did say he talks with the veterans, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the opinion. I want Joel Bitonio's opinion. That's whose opinion I want.
Oh,
yeah. Miles is a defensive player. Greg's a defensive player. No disrespect to them, but I want Joel Bitonio's opinion on this. I want Jerry Jeudy's opinion on this. That I will seek. It's their opinion that I care about. Pundits, Kenny Carman's out there. If I were to decide to flip-flop and do real flip-floppery and say, he's got to start week one, we got to see what he's saying. I don't care about that. What's the answer to his teammates? Do they have, don't tell me what I want to hear, tell me what I need to hear. Do you have trust in this young man? Tell me, Joel. Tell me, Jerry. Tell me, Ethan Posick, Wyatt Teller. Do you guys believe that this guy has what it takes to go ahead and lead you out there? If you truly 100% do, and you do over Joe, not based on, well, eventually, no. Do you as much as you would Joe? Do you as much as you would do Kenny? Okay. I'm an outsider. I'll be terrified. But it ain't my football team. But the whole, well, we need to see him. Said by guys like us, it's fodder because we just want to see someone we want to talk about.
And our jobs aren't on the line.
Exactly. But when it comes to a football coach, like a former football coach, Flatley should know better.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.